After bringing home the gold from last year's state tournament, the McDonald Lady Mags entered this year's postseason knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
Good evening and welcome to sectional semifinal basketball. Ladysmith High School site of this WIAA Division 4 tournament game. The matchup, your number one seed to McDonald Central Lady Max against the number two seed, the Phillips Loggers. Both teams 24-2 records. McDonald start off well defensively. Tough pass inside. Aubrey Dorn. High up. Blast and it goes in. What a bullet pass from Izzy Hartman. LMA Cooper. Long lead feed ahead. Izzy Hartman going reverse.
Go for reverse.
4-0. What a great pass. About a 50-foot bomb that landed on a pin to Izzy Hartman from LMA Cooper. Inbounds, Emily Cooper. She's open. Right corner pocket. Three. Splash. 7-0 McDonald. Hartman loops it back up top. LMA Cooper. High post feed. Aubrey Dorn. Turns wheels. Nice bounce pass down low. Izzy Hartman high up. What a feed.
That was nice.
Dorn to LMA Cooper. LMA spots up right of the circle for three.
Got another one.
Splash. At the left elbow, Aubrey Dorn wheels, kicks it out. LMA Cooper for her second three. The night you bet.
Nothing but net.
The freshman makes it 15-4 McDonald. Aubrey Dorn gobbles up a pass in the lane. Another steal for McDonald. Emily Cooper keeping the head up across the timeline. Drop down to Izzy Hartman. Izzy, Euros up in the lane for two.
Beautiful.
Timeout taken. McDonald up 17-4 with 4 minutes and 6 seconds gone by. Push ahead to Ann Siegenthaler, the freshman in the lane. Up with the left hand. Oh, what a beautiful finish from Ann.
Where's that left hand that Ann loves doing?
Emily Cooper up top. Steps into a three left of the circle.
Oh, my goodness.
Staying hot, the Splash Sisters. Kick to Claire Ruff in the left corner. The freshman driving in. Slides a beautiful bounce pass down low. Up nice. High and off the window for two. Izzy Hartman says thank you very much, freshman to senior.
That was a beautiful pass.
LMA up top, spots up a three, straight on, straight in, that's three
that for didn't LMA. Didn't even ripple the twine.
Dorn calling for it down the post, working against Eckerd. Dorn goes right by her, up with the right hand. You can't stop Aubrey tonight. And now she will, Emily Cooper on the stealing errant pass. The younger sister, LMA, with the left-handed layup, it's good. She's going to pull it back. Now crossing over on her defender, Kanak, and going in hard. Izzy Hartman takes her all the way to the hole for two.
Nice move.
Double-digit points for Izzy. Dorn slides it down to Izzy Hartman. Hartman gets the runner to roll. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, good head fake, twisting into the lane. Beautiful twist, high off the glass and good. Dorn against Brooke Eckerd. Head fakes her, goes hard at the rim and scores again. Aubrey Dorn, unstoppable tonight.
She's liking that one-on-one.
Nifty dribbling by Emily
there
Cooper. And Emily, the reverse layup going left to right. Ruff gets by Egebrecht, shoots a bullet pass down low. Aubrey Dorn for two more. Emily Cooper with Eckerd on her back, going in hard. Flips one up with the left hand over the bigger Eckerd for two. Going by both of them that time, Emily Cooper, and she's in the double digits with 10. It's hard to the rim, too strong, offensive rebound, put back Aubrey.
And one.
She got it to fall, and the foul. Aubrey Dorn starting to flex a bit. She has 20 points. Right back to Aubrey. Aubrey pulls up in the lane, twisting between a couple defenders, leans into the hoop and scores. Aubrey Dorn, a season high, 23 points. To LMA Cooper, wide open for three, right corner. To put an exclamation on this one. Kick into the left corner. Emily Cooper, nifty pass down low.
There we go.
To Kendall Heffler. That's their new midcourt. 5 seconds left. Maddie can dribble this one out as the clock hits zeros here in Ladysmith. Roar McDonald, Lady Max are moving on once again to the sectional final. McDonald, 78. Phillips, 46.
And the long road to the Resch continues. But if the Lady Macs want to make a return trip to state, they'll have to get through a familiar foe, the Fall Creek Crickets. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is McDonald Macs basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Doghouse, Eau Claire North High School, site of this WIAA Division IV sectional final game. The winner goes to the Resch Center in Green Bay to compete in the state tournament. The matchup, two number one seeds, your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Fall Creek Crickets. Both of these teams out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference. This will be the third time they have played this season. It is the rubber match as they have split the previous two encounters. McDonald 25-2, 13-1 in conference play, and Fall Creek 24-3, 13-1, tied with McDonald for first in the Western Clover Belt. I'm Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney to my right, and this is a rapidly filling up house here in Eau Claire at Eau Claire North High School, and we expect a phenomenal atmosphere and a phenomenal basketball game. Anytime you see an opponent three times in a season, and then with everything that's on the line here, you just couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty localized area here with Fall Creek coming a short distance, McDonald, Chippewa people coming from a short distance. So yeah, this place is filling up rather quickly. This the adult side filled up, looks like it's pretty full, and there's a little bit of room over on the other side with the student section, but they're all intermingling now. Try to find a seat time. So and they're still filing in at a steady stream, so it's going to be full, it's going to be loud. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Awards that started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Lady Max pregame continues live from Eau Claire North sectional final. The band rocking, the crowd filing in. It is going to be a fun afternoon. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Jason Marsky of Fall Creek. We're back in 3 minutes. Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports and live on Max TV as well.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, in education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference respect makes, mutual respect. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And there are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GottaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Earlier this afternoon, we caught up with head coach Jason Martsky of Fall Creek.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max playoff pregame sectional final. Winner goes to state WIAA Division 4 tournament here at Oakland North High School for the Fall Creek Crickets against your McDonald Central Lady Max here with coach Jason Martsky of Fall Creek. And coach, mentally for your team, how much did it help to say, hey, we can beat McDonald because we saw it just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where it's real positive for us to get that win, like you said, and know that they can win. But it's also like poking the bear, you know. Probably made them upset, and there's no chance of them looking over us for any reason, whatever. So they know they're going to come out ready to play, and it's going to be a battle from the get-go.
Coach, we asked Coach Cooper about this as well, too. Is this really who can enforce their style on the other? I feel like you guys probably would be more comfortable if this game is race to 50 or low 50s rather than letting it get up to 70-plus points like McDonald would like to.
Yeah, you know, we can play either way. It seems like, you know, this year we had games where we can get up and go. But, you know, against these guys, that's where it is. Kind of try to see if we can grind it out and keep it tight, keep it a battle. So, yeah, it's going to end up coming down to it. But no matter what, it's going to be it's going to be a defensive battle. No, if high scoring, low scoring, doesn't matter. Both teams are built on defense, and it's just going to see who can do their game plan the best, I guess.
Well, Coach, defense wins championships, and hopefully one of you two, you or McDonald, will have a chance to be playing for gold in Green Bay. We'll find out in a couple hours. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, we know for sure we got Western Clover Belt team going down there, so that's awesome, and so we appreciate it, and thanks for the coverage.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Jason Martsky as McDonald Lady Max playoff pregame continues from Eau Claire North sectional final on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's playoff pregame live from Eau Claire North High School, site of this WIAA Division 4 sectional final. Winner goes to State's, your number one seed at McDonald Central, Lady Mac's against the number one seed Fall Creek Crickets, here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, again, sectional semi to sectional final, another level of intensity.
Yes, it's just going to be a great environment to play in. The girls are kind of used to that. They're ready, they're focused, they're dialed in.
When you play an opponent for a third time like you are with a conference opponent, what changes or what's different about, again, you've seen them twice, you know each other intimately at this point?
Absolutely, and again, Martsky's a well-coached, they're just a great coach, and again, they're a well-coached team. So the bottom line is it's going to be basically players stepping up and basically playing.
We see such a contrast in styles. Fall Creek probably would be more comfortable if this is a race to 50 points. You guys would love to play about 20 points higher than that. So is this going to be who can enforce their style on the other?
Absolutely. That's what it is all about. I explained to the girls, I said the first time we played them, we had over 96 possessions. And the second time we played them, we only had 70 possessions. That's elimination of 20 possessions that basically we're kind of used to.
And finally, Coach, we talk about this road to the Resch. It's all in front of you right now, a chance to get back to State. What do you say to the girls when you look in their eyes right before tip-off?
Again, this is their senior season. This call comes down to this. It's how much and who wants it more.
Coach, we can't wait for this game. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about something that's going to bring a lot of joy to a lot of people.
Absolutely, Caleb, and thank you for the great coverage, and thank you all your sponsors for enabling us to be able to, for them to listen for on the radio to us.
Thank you, head coach Don Cooper. This is Lady Mac's playoff pregame live from Eau Claire North, the sectional final coming up on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Kadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
Continuing Lady Max pregame, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also on Max TV, you can watch and listen. Spread the word, McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.org, if you'd like to view today's game along with WOGO play-by-play. And Mark Maloney, before we get into the last couple times these two teams met, we'll do that after the break, but looking at the path here, McDonald wins 65-12 over Marathon, 85-41 over Stratford, and 78-46 over Phillips. They haven't had a close game yet. On the other side, Fall Creek, their last time out, a squeaker by Teddy Joas and the Eau Claire Regis Lady Ramblers, 32-29 in that sectional semi. So certainly Fall Creek has been battle-tested that way, but also their coach saying, hey, we couldn't buy a bucket in that game. It was a difficult game for them, so they've made it through some adversity, but also there's something to be said for just getting hot and staying hot from the world go as the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I mean, that game ended up 32-29. That's a low-scoring game for any type of game, but not necessarily a playoff game. But yeah, there was either, you know, not, and again, I talked to some people from Fall Creek, and yeah, they said they couldn't buy a bucket either, and they better play better today. But again, holding the Regis to 29, you know, something had to have happened for the good on that to keep them to 29. So, you know, they must have played some really good defense. So again, McDonald's just gonna have to come out and again play our basketball, you know, let these girls get out there and have some fun and run the court.
Again, getting off to a hot start. We'll touch on that, but I believe it's 13-0 as McDonald beat Fall Creek the first time on January 4th, 64-44. I think it was a 13-0 start. Played pretty even the rest of the way, but again, a hot start for McDonald. Didn't get that hot start at Fall Creek and lost 49-45 on February the 6th. Last time for McDonald, Aubrey Dorn in that 78-46 win over the number two seed Phillips in the sectional semi from Ladysmith. Aubrey, a season high 25 points, also 11 rebounds, eight assists, and six steals, flirting not only with a triple double but almost a quadruple double. LMA Cooper had 22 points, was 4-4 from downtown, 8-8 from the free throw line, just one turnover. Emily Cooper had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. She did get a triple-double and added five steals as well. Izzy Hartman with 12 points and two steals. McDonald shot 50% from the field, 55% from three, 74% from the foul line, had 38 rebounds, only seven turnovers. Again, they're playing some really good basketball.
And, again, we're hoping Callie Galay is pretty well rested up because she had a great game up in Ladysmith against Phillips, and this kind of ran out of gas there, so hopefully she got rested up and is healthy today because we're going to need her.
Word is she is going to play today, so praise the Lord for that, and I'm glad she's doing well. We're going to step out and be back with the Toyson Ford keys to the game before this one begins from Eau Claire North. Can't wait. Thank you for joining us wherever you might be. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Val Knobloch with us on Max TV. It's number one seed McDonald against number one seed Fall Creek. We're back in three to look at the last time these two teams met on WOGO Sports. Back after this.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a...
B-York's brand.
Metal roof.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. Last time these two teams met, February the 6th, and Fall Creek defeated McDonald 49-45 the previous time back on January 4th, a month earlier, the Lady Max winners 64-44. They were up 32-16 at the break. And Mark Maloney, first the good of those two games. Emily Cooper had 20 points in both. Really impressive from three. Aubrey Dorn had 6 points in the first, doubled that to 12 points in the second. She had 12 rebounds in each game. But a big contrast with McDonald in the win. They were 40% shooting from the field, about 40% and 39% when they lost, but 21 less field goal attempts when they lost. Also, when they lost that game in Fall Creek, 20 turnovers and 21 fouls versus only 7 turnovers on their home floor and 16 fouls. Also, 12 less rebounds when McDonald lost that game at Fall Creek. So again, you can point to a lot of those things and say less shot opportunities, less rebounds, more mistakes, and again, a lot of credit to Fall Creek, but McDonald did not play the game they think they were capable of, and that leads us into the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How does McDonald replicate the first game and not the second?
Yeah, I think You know, they've worked on that since that game, I think. You know, just the games they've been playing really well as a team. Lots of good assists, lots of good finds underneath the basket for easy baskets. I think that, you know, Fall Creek's going to put the test to that. But I think the McDonald girls can, again, just get out to a quick start, play some awesome defense, and limit the turnovers, I think, is going to be key.
Energy, emotion, and passion, that's what Coach Cooper preaches. Those are the Choice and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2.5 minutes with your tip-off, WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back in 2.5.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Services.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Starting lineups being introduced here. McDonald, Callie Goulet, 5'11 senior forward, number 11, 4.1 points per game. Their defensive stopper, so good to see her out there. Also, Ella Mae Cooper, 5'6 freshman point guard, number 21, 14 points per game. That's second on the team, almost 4 steals and 4 assists per game. Their senior captain, one of two, Emily Cooper, 5'8 senior point guard, number 22, the Western Coast Belt Conference Player of the Year, 17.1 points per game, leads the team in almost 8 assists per contest and 5.4 rebounds. Aubrey Goring, the other captain, 6-foot senior center, number 23. She had a season-high 25 points in the sectional semi, 12.6 points, 10.5 rebounds per game to lead the team in that category, and almost 5 assists, 4 steals, and over 1 block per game as well for Aubrey Dorn. And Izzy Hartman, 5'7", senior guard, number 31, rounds out the starting five, 6.1 points per game, almost 3 steals per game for Izzy. Head coach Don Cooper, 10th season at the helm of this McDonald Lady Max program, 178 victories versus just 75 defeats. And the other side for head coach Jason Marski in Fall Creek, they'll start Kennedy Tum, a 5'6", junior point guard, number 10, Gracie Martin, a junior, number 12, Anna Doherty, a junior, number 20, Campbell Sell, a senior, number 32, and Jasmine Hoyer, a 5'11", sophomore, number 44, Jasmine, and Ella Mae Cooper play AAU basketball together, two very talented young players.
Yes, it's both teams look rather loose out there, so you know, hopefully nobody plays tight, and the McDonald girls just get out to a quick start here. We'll see how things end up here shortly. And again, you know, Fall Creek's got their pep band over there, getting everybody revved up a little
great
bit.
Great atmosphere here. Looks like a jersey out in one student section. Fall Creek in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the forest green numerals and lettering and jet black piping. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, solid white numerals, solid white lettering, and the white at the bottoms of the tanks and tops of the shorts. It'll be Jasmine Hoyer jumping against Aubrey Dorn. Hoyer wins the tap, and Fall Creek will move left to right as we begin. Good to have you with us here on WOGO and Max TV for this sectional final game. Winner will be decided in less than 2 hours. Going to Green Bay. Campbell Sell starts out with a three. That one off the mark and rebound. Emily Cooper loops it out to younger sister Ella May. Flip over, far side of the court, knocked out of bounds. Campbell Sell, the senior, some quick hands. Pass intended for Aubrey Dorn. Again, we had our Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls.
McDonald started out in man-to-man defense. Fall Creek is in a 2-3 zone.
LMA Cooper up top. Works into the left corner. Callie Goulet back up top to LMA. LMA crossing over in her defender to Emily Cooper. I thought for a second she was going to pull one up 10 feet beyond the arc. Jasmine Hoyer working against Izzy Hartman and tied her up for a bit. Emily Cooper up top to LMA. No score early going. Almost a minute gone by here in the sectional final game from Eau Claire North. The doghouse. Now a long three. Emily Cooper back rim. No rebound pulled in by Hoyer.
Both good looks.
Kennedy Tum, right wing. Tum at the right elbow. Kick out to Campbell Sell. She tried a three, last possession. Works out up top. 16:47 to play. No score between the Crickets and the Mavs. Kick out high on the left. Kennedy Tum up top. Tum at the right elbow. Picks up her dribble. Spins. Kick out. Driving into the hoop. Stripped on the way to the hoop. Emily Cooper, quick hands. Knocked it away from Gracie Martin, the junior. Out of bounds. And Kennedy Tum will trigger this one in.
That was looking good out there in their man-to-man. They'll switch that up, probably getting that 1-3-1.
90 seconds in. Kick out left side. That's Martin. Martin driving between two McDonald defenders, and she draws a foul. And is that going against Aubrey Dorn? Or against Izzy Hartman?
Against Aubrey.
That's her first, team's first. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, first free throw of the game is good, and Fall Creek takes the lead 1-0. Anna Doherty with the free throw and breaks the scoreless tie. Second free throw is short, and Aubrey Dorn pulls down the rebound. 1-0 Fall Creek. Right side, LMA Cooper near midcourt, that N logo. LMA up top. She had 15 the first time against Fall Creek, did not score in the second game. Then she followed that up with a season and career high against Eau Claire Regis. Emily Cooper high on the left. Kennedy Tum comes out on her. Drop high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wheels, faces the hoop. Dorn between a couple defenders, going between three defenders now. Leans one up and won't go down. Grabs her own rebound. She brought it down low. She's triple team, quadruple team. And now she's fouled and will go to the line. And Jasmine Hoyer a little shaken up. I think Jasmine got an inadvertent elbow, and hopefully she's all right.
She's the one that got the foul.
So Hoyer picks up the foul, and Dorn will shoot two, and Hoyer just kind of standing near midcourt, blinking a little bit, trying to shake that one off. First free throw for Aubrey Dorn is perfect, and we are tied at one apiece. Stelter Incorporated, rather, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald takes their first lead as Aubrey Dorn perfect from the foul line. 2-1, the Lady Macs. Now LMA Cooper against Kennedy Tum in the backcourt. LMA staying right with her. Tum across the timeline, picks up her dribble, shoots it left side. Gracie Martin there. Martin up top, Campbell Sell. The work right side, Kennedy Tum. Callie Goulet fires down to Hoyer. Hoyer at the right block, fights a pass out up top. Over to Kennedy Tum, now the right side. LMA Cooper on her. Tum the junior against the freshman. Kick out left side, thinking about a three. Now a quick trigger on three for Fall Creek. That one whipped in the left corner. And that's Gracie Martin, Anna Doherty.
Anna Doherty, yep.
4-2 the Crickets. I remember seeing them in warm-ups down in the Cloverbelt crossover games. And they can hit them from outside. Aubrey Dorn drives it hard and ties the game. 4 points for Aubrey Dorn and four apiece on the scoreboard. 3 minutes into this sectional final game between very familiar foes. This is the rubber match, their third meeting this season. They've each won on their home floor. Neutral site tonight. Martin up top to Doherty. Izzy Hartman swiping at the basketball. Working left side, Campbell Sell against fellow senior Aubrey Dorn. Jasmine Hoyer. Martin to Doherty in the corner. Doherty at the left elbow. Kick out Kennedy Tum. LMA Cooper giving her a little space. Screen from Campbell Sell. Tum driving hard down the court, and it's blocked by LMA Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Izzy Hartman now has it on the left wing. On to Emily Cooper. McDonald and Fall Creek tied at 4. Kick out right side. LMA Cooper launches a three. Back rim. No. Rebound. Izzy Hartman. Hartman cleans the offensive glass. Fires it into the paint. Jasmine Hoyer with a steal. It's a good idea, but Hoyer just a little too quick to the basketball. Kennedy Tum up top between the wheels. Almost 4 minutes gone by first half. Low scoring game. Pace favoring Fall Creek, you would think, right now. Jasmine Hoyer between three McDonald defenders. Fights a pass out to Doherty. Kick out up top. Three launched on the way from Martin. That one in and out. Aubrey joined the good box out in the rebound. Dorn right side, LMA Cooper. LMA behind the arc. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Attacking the paint. Kick out. Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Splashed it. Emily Cooper, her first hit from downtown. And it's 7-4 McDonald.
That's what we need to do.
That one was from deep.
Transitions into points.
Gracie Martin leaves for Campbell Sell. 13:20 to go here first half. Right side feed, that's Martin just inside the arc. Driving baseline, runs into Aubrey Dorn. Kicks it out up top. There's a good look at a three for Fall Creek. That one comes up well short, and Tom not able to save it. Desire, determination, dedication, 3D fitness. In Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. That's 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness. McDonald with Ann Siegenthaler and Kylie Jensen coming in. Siegenthaler, number zero, a 5'6" freshman forward, 6.3 points per game. Kylie Jensen, 5'6" senior guard, number 34, 2.7 points, 2.4 rebounds. Kylie in left corner drops it down to Emily Cooper. The pass gets away. Tipped by Fall Creek. The steal by Hoyer. Campbell Sell outside the paint. Working against Aubrey Dorn, who already has that first foul. And Dorn just picked up her seventh. And Aubrey Dorn can't believe it, but that call is going to likely send her to the bench with her second foul and 12:45 remaining in the first half. And Dorn was dominating.
Yeah.
And Campbell Sell will go to the line shooting two. It's exactly what Fall Creek wanted. They're so well coached. And Campbell Sell hits the first free throw.
Checking in for the next, number one.
He wanted to go one-on-one against Dorn. Kendall Heffler is going to come in. That is just a critical, critical juncture in this game.
Yeah, because Aubrey does a great job in that high post against that zone.
Sell rattles in the second free throw, and it's a one-point game. 7-6, the Lady Macs. And their lineup has gotten smaller. Kendall Heffler, 5'9", junior forward number one. She's a phenomenal rebounder. McDonald will need it here. High post, Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler fights it down to Kendall Heffler, and Kendall bobbled it and lost it out of bounds. Speaking of Siegenthaler, first time these two teams played, 10.6 rebounds for the freshman Ann. Up top, Kennedy Tom. 12:20 to go here in the first half. McDonald holding onto that tenuous one-point advantage, 7-6 here in the sectional final. Driving baseline pass wrapped around and stolen by Emily Cooper. Takes it away in the paint. Right side, Kylie Jensen outside the arc. Kylie has a lot of room right now. They'll come out on her, Emily Cooper, to LMA left wing, right in front of Coach Martsky of Fall Creek. One-third of the way through the first half. LMA Cooper puts on the floor with the left hand, driving into the left block. Knocked away from her and out of bounds. That's touched by Fall Creek. Quick hands there by Gracie Martin. Again, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. It's White City Glass. 11:56 to go as Ann Siegenthaler will trigger this one in from just to the left of the bench of Fall Creek. To LMA Cooper near midcourt. LMA working a left-handed bounce. Off a screen from Siegenthaler to older sister Emily Cooper, left wing. Pass loops, dangerous pass. Kylie Jensen able to retrieve it. That one almost a steal for Fall Creek. Now Emily Cooper, her shot blocked, but a foul. And who is that going to go against?
I think it's going to go against
if it's against Hoyer, that's her second.
And
I went against Anna Doherty, you're right. Team second foul, so team foul is even at two apiece. And Emily Cooper, first free throw. Is good. So give Emily 4 points, and the McDonald lead is back to a bucket, 8-6. Kylie Jensen and LMA Cooper got instruction. The first free throw is being attempted. Second one is good as well for Emily Cooper. 89% foul shooter. It's 9-6, a full one possession lead for McDonald. A steal by LMA Cooper. Wide open pass to the basket. Nice. And a timeout on the floor, 11-6. McDonald, largest lead for either team. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in half a minute.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Welcome back to the sectional final here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always proud to back the Max with offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is your financial goals partner, online at ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. That's ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. And do remember, if you have a small chip in your windshield, don't let it turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. 5-point advantage for the Lady Max. The Doghouse in Eau Claire North. 11:28 to go first half, 11-6, McDonald.
If we can convert those points with Aubrey on the bench, that's a big plus for us.
Three-quarter court pressure. Fall Creek with the basketball. Kennedy Tum fights it down to Campbell Sell. Sell has it stripped for a moment. Kick out back to Tum in the right corner. A battle in there between Sell and Kendall Heffler right now in the paint. And Heffler knocks the pass away. They were looking for the entry, and Kendall's hands too quick. Kylie Jensen ends up with the basketball to LMA Cooper across the timeline. Almost 7 minutes into this sectional final. 11-6. McDonald leads by two possessions, looking for more. LMA Cooper has it on her right hip. Left wing outside the arc. LMA working the bounce over to Emily Cooper, high on the right, right back to LMA. Senior to freshman, up top between the wheels now. LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper, left wing. Looks to the post for a moment, glances there, not there. Jasmine Hoyer with a hand in her face. Emily Cooper, pull up, that's a deep two, rattles it in.
Good to see that senior captain on fire.
7 points for Emily Cooper, 13-6. 7 points is the lead for McDonald. Hoyer up top at the foul line, fights a pass into the left corner. Kick out to Tum. Tum fires it down to Jasmine Hoyer, and Hoyer up and in for two. The sophomore, her first points. And Hoyer, a mixed bag of results, 6 points the first time against McDonald, only three the second time. But the victory on the home floor for Fall Creek. 13-8, Lady Max up by five. Out to the 10-minute mark. Emily Cooper loose for another three.
Got it. Another one.
Right wing bomb for Emily Cooper. 16-8, largest lead for either team. McDonald's doubled up on Fall Creek. Kennedy Tum left wing, bumping off Emily Cooper, and Siegenthaler riding her hard up top. Hoyer fires it down to Campbell Sell. Sell between a couple defenders. She walked with the basketball. It looked like no offensive rebound put back is good. Maybe I missed it. It looked like a little extra shuffle.
It did, but the Ballard girl's got to stay with that and fight it.
And Aubrey Dorn is out with two fouls right now.
Somebody kind of, they just kind of let up on that one. Can't let up.
Play 16 till the whistle. To 10. McDonald up six. LMA Cooper right wing with 9:18 to play in the first half. LMA dancing, pulls back for an 18-foot jumper. Back rim, no. Rebound in by Hoyer, and Hoyer lost her balance. Loose, hands it off to Sell. All the way across the floor to Kennedy Tum in front of the score table. Ann Siegenthaler making it difficult for her. And Tum whips it over to the right side. Long cross-court pass to Hoyer. Hoyer shoots it down short corner. And a steal. Emily Cooper just took it away right off the hands of the Fall Creek player. Now Emily Cooper keeping the head up to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler driving in hard.
Oh.
No. I don't know if someone got a piece of that from behind. Not sure. 8:44 to go. McDonald a chance to get back to an 8-point lead. LMA Cooper knocks it away in front of her grandpa. And did they get a timeout? I don't know that she had possession. Maybe stepped on the sideline and the ball bounced out. Good effort by LMA. Possession going back to Fall Creek. Jasmine Hoyer will inbound momentarily. Subs coming in. Becca Sturz, the sophomore. Now, Becca Sturz did not score the second time these two teams met, but the first time she had 12 points. Or 10, no, it was 12 points, yes, and she was phenomenal. And look out, Sophie Schmidgall, smiling Sophie. We love her at McDonald, even if she does still have the Fall Creek uniform on tonight. Sophie has been the leading scorer a couple times for Fall Creek against McDonald, and a whistle and a foul up top as Aubrey Dorn came back into the game. Sophie had 10 points in the win. Kendall Heffler just picked up the team's third foul. 8:27 to play in the first half. Heffler's first. Callie Goulet is going to come in for Kendall. Three team fouls on McDonald, two on Fall Creek. Kennedy Tumble inbound with two at the blocks and two at the elbows. Inbounds to Jasmine Hoyer, rotates it out to Sturz. Again, she's a shooter. Sturz drops it to Hoyer, fellow sophomore. Flip out left wing. Pass up top, Kennedy Tum. Over to Sturz. They'll close out on her. Jasmine Hoyer, long cross-court skip. That's number 34, Addie Haynes, the junior, and a whistle and a foul. Claire Ruff, who came into the game for McDonald, guilty party there, 5'8", freshman guard, number 24. Claire, 4.2 points per game, almost two steals. And McDonald, again, four team fouls so far.
They're slapping at the ball.
Nice pass to Kennedy Tum. She had good position down low, up and in for two. Emily Cooper not wanting to commit the foul. Kennedy Tum, that's her first basket. Ella Mae Cooper's going to come in.
Check in for the next, number 21.
And Ella Mae will come in for Kylie Jensen. So Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, Ella Mae Cooper, Claire Ruff, and Callie Goulet, the five on the floor for McDonald. Their lead from eight cut in half to four, 16 to 12. Under 8 minutes to go, first half. Emily Cooper up top. The senior over to freshman Claire Ruff. To Callie Goulet, another senior in this senior-heavy McDonald lineup. Emily Cooper right wing outside the arc to Ella Mae. Up top, the freshman jab-stepping. Working against Becca Sturz, the sophomore. Ella Mae to flip.
Went into a man-to-man defense.
Sturz to Emily Cooper. Cooper for another three. That one rattles in and out. Aubrey Dorn had a paw on it, but lost it out of bounds. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. That's NestleJobs.com. Up top, Aubrey Dorn rips the ball away. It's loose. Tie up. Oh no, did they call a foul?
No way. They can't call that on. They cannot call
They may
that
have
on.
Just called Aubrey for her third foul.
Nope. Ken White.
Okay, foul on Fall Creek. It looked like a held ball.
It did. It really did.
So the foul will go against Fall Creek. 7:16 to go. First half, 16-12 McDonald. Had a little bit of a scoring drought since they were up 16-8. Ella Mae Cooper trying to change that with a runner. Pops in and out. Rebound pulled in by Sophie Schmidtball. She'll outlet to Becca Sturz. Sturz trapped at midcourt. It's by Ella Mae Cooper. Sturz driving in hard. No one picked her up, and she went all the way to the hoop and scored. 2-point game.
Well, somebody's got to stop her.
16-14. The McDonald lead is cut to just two. Emily Cooper up top at the left elbow. Emily pulls it back to Claire Ruff. Ruff passes up the three. Now backing her way into the paint. Fires a nice bounce pass to Callie Goulet. Challenged at the rim and a foul on Sophie Schmidtgall. And Callie will go to the line shooting two. And that, I believe, is the fourth team foul now against the Fall Creek Crickets, evening the team fouls at one apiece. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Too long on the first free throw for Callie Goulet, 53% foul shooter. Izzy Hartman comes in for Claire Ruff. 6:37 to go in the first half. McDonald leading just 16-14. They're up 16-8 a few minutes ago. Fall Creek's battled back. Goulet looking for her first points tonight. A free throw from Callie. Too strong. And rebound. Aubrey Dorn has it. She shovels it off to Goulet. Up too strong. And Sophie Schmidtgall pulls down the rebound. Now a whistle. And who is this one going to go against?
I might put that one on Aubrey.
Oh. Aubrey was fighting before. Emily Cooper picks up the foul and the loose ball. 6:31 to go. Now that's the fifth foul on McDonald. And a battle going on the boards and in the paint. It's still a two-point game, a chance to tie or take the lead for Fall Creek here. Becca Sturz up top. McDonald run and jump defense. Sturz lost it on the way to the hoop. Ripped loose. And a held ball. Possession to McDonald. Ella Mae Cooper.
Ella Mae.
Just came from behind and pulled it loose, but tied up enough.
Again, we've missed a couple of bunnies there. You got to convert those.
The length of
team.
Fall Creek is trouble in the paint. It's
yes.
A lot of tall trees down there. Ella Mae Cooper up top against the sophomore, Becca Sturz. Looking for Aubrey Dorn. Sophie Schmink on her. And Sturz makes it away from Ella Mae Cooper. Now Sturz drives in hard. Comes up short. The rebound and outlet. Dorn to Ella Mae Cooper. Now Ella Mae going right down the lane. We'll flip it out. Emily Cooper for three. A deep one. Rattles it and out. Offensive rebound.
There's Callie.
And enough bunnies, eventually one will go in. And Callie Goulet, Jane on the spot there. And over and back.
Yes.
Fall Creek, the pass from Tum to Hoyer. And Hoyer had not established herself in the front court. 18-14, McDonald.
Need to convert these points here on these turnovers.
Aubrey Dorn will inbound with 5:45 to go. Becca Sturz checking LMA Cooper. Pass shot into the backcourt. LMA across that N Huskies logo at midcourt here at the Doghouse in Eau Claire North. Emily Cooper up top to LMA left wing. Outside the arc against Sturz. Has played some excellent defense so far. Aubrey Dorn driving in against Sophie Schmidgall. Over to LMA Cooper. LMA gets her defender in the air. Yep. Drives in. A whistle and a foul first. That is the fifth on Fall Creek. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Inbounds from LMA to Emily Cooper. LMA now has it back up top. 5:20 to go. A bounce up top and an offensive foul. That's a pretty easy call. Sturz was riding LMA really hard, and LMA used that forearm. I mean, I think it could have been a foul first against Sturz, and then LMA had enough of it and shoved her off. Now no fouls left to give for McDonald. Emily Cooper's going to get a rare breather here with 5:21 to play, 18-14. McDonald late going first half of this sectional final. Good to have you with us on 103.1 FM AM 680 at WOGO.com. Aubrey Dorn hassling defense in the backcourt. Kennedy Tum trying to avoid a count here. Tum, her pass knocked away, but right back to her. Knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. It's loose in the red court. Push back to Dorn. Dorn down the lane.
There we go. Good fight.
20-14. Timeout on the floor with 5:03 remaining.
Full timeout.
We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max, sectional final basketball on WOGO and Max TV.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand
metal roof.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Fall Creek with the basketball out of the timeout. Under 5 to go. 6-point game. Largest lead for either team has been 8 for McDonald. Jasmine Hoyer high on the left. Aubrey Dorn out there playing with the two fouls. Kennedy Tum right wing. Aubrey Dorn top of that defense for McDonald. They're 1-3-1. Emily Cooper and Ann Siegenthaler about to come back in at the next juncture. Becca Sturz right wing. Sophomore's already made a big impact. Kennedy Tum now on the left side. Up top. Work to Hoyer. Hoyer long cross court skip. Oh. Almost a piece of it for Claire Ruff. Rebound to Hoyer on a missed shot. Hoyer fights one down into the paint. The pass going up in a crowd and blocked out of bounds by McDonald. No last time. Fall Creek. I think the Fall Creek faithful wanted a foul in there, but they'll say a clean block and then out of bounds off of the Crickets. And I don't know if that was Kendall Heffler who got that one.
There was a bunch of them down there. Kendall was in the mix. But again, if the offensive person is the one initiating the contact, the three McDonald girls were just standing tall. So that's a legal play.
Kendall Heffler and Siegenthaler, Aubrey Dorn, and both Coopers out on the floor right now for Coach Don Cooper with 20-14 left. Or 20-14 our score and 4 minutes left. LMA Cooper attacks right to the hoop. No one picked her up and she slices and dices to the rim for two.
We need her to do that. She didn't.
That's the first point for LMA. Tipped pass by Emily Cooper up top out of bounds into the McDonald's student section. And just a great atmosphere here at Eau Claire North tonight. Aubrey Dorn going to come out. Kylie Jensen back in. And again, 3:48 to play. McDonald has regained their largest advantage, 22-14. Sophie Schmidgall checks out. Campbell Sell back in for Fall Creek. And Fall Creek going to sub in Anna Doherty as well for Becca Sturz, who again have just been an impressive part of this team coming off the bench.
Yes.
Hoyer to inbound from the McDonald student section to Kennedy Tum up top. 3:47 to go. 22-14 McDonald. Late going here first half. Sectional final. Winner goes to the Resch Center in Green Bay next week. Midcourt. Kennedy Tum from Hoyer. Campbell Sell just inside the arc. She's stripped of the basketball. Emily Cooper on her knees, but threw it right back to Fall Creek. Now falling down and traveling with the basketball. That was three turnovers in the space of about 10 seconds as Kennedy Tum falls down. So first the steal by McDonald. Cooper throws it away inadvertently, and then Tum with the interception, but fell down and traveled.
The defense played by both teams.
Coach Martsky mentioned that. Defensive struggle. That's what they expect. That's what they're ready for both squads. McDonald, of course, led by their defense all season long. LMA Cooper up top. Nice head fake. Crosses over. A couple of times. Crossover. Now a step back. Jay. LMA Cooper pops in and out. And one from 16 feet. Looks good. Over the shoulder catch by Haynes. Far side of the floor for Fall Creek. Under three to go now. 22-14. McDonald. Whistle down low along the baseline, and that foul going against Kylie Jensen, I believe. 2:58 officially on the clock. That was the 17th foul for McDonald. So Campbell Sell is going to be shooting a 1-1 here. Aubrey Dorn will come in for Ann Siegenthaler. Sell already 2-for-2 from the foul line. First free throw for Campbell Sell. Again, 1-1. And they have a lot of confidence that she's going to make them as they had two players in the backcourt when she attempted that. Sell 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. McDonald's lead trimmed to 7. Second attempt for the senior Sell. That one is perfect as well. 6-point game. Full 2-possession lead for your McDonald Lady Max. 2:55 and counting here at the Doghouse. Eau Claire North High School. WIA Division 4 Tournament Sectional Final. Emily Cooper up top directing traffic. The senior point guard and Western Clear Belt Conference Player of the Year, 2 years running. Emily up top, hands off to younger sister Ella May. Ella May Cooper right of the circle. Stirs back out there on her. Ella May up top working the bounce, working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Now gives it to Dorn left wing. Dorn to Emily Cooper, close defense on her by Fall Creek. And a whistle and a foul by Coach Cooper.
Yep, 30-second timeout.
We'll step out. I think I said foul.
Yeah,
timeout.
You did.
Timeout by Coach Cooper. He did not foul anyone. We're back in half a minute.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Well, friends, make today a Culver's Day. Culver's of Lake Halley is proud to back our Lady Max. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day, hot and delicious cheese curds, and butter burgers made with fresh, never-frozen beef. That's Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you to Corey and Paige Parsons, the entire Culver's crew standing with us throughout the playoffs here. Always supporting Chi High and McDonald Athletics. McDonald out of the Coach Cooper timeout, has a 6-point lead and the possession. LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper. And a foul off top. Offensive foul on Emily Cooper. And I think they saw that forearm out there. As Emily trying to create some space. It's an offensive foul, so no bonus free throw here, but that is the 8th. And also the 2nd on Emily Cooper, so she'll have to exit here with 2:12 left. And again, this is the critical juncture of this game. McDonald a chance to push that lead out. Now Fall Creek with possession, trailing by just 6, with lots of time left here. 2:06 and counting in the first half. Stirs up top, shoots to Campbell Sell. She was wide open underneath the hoop. Easy 2.
Lost her.
And the 8-point game becomes a 4-point game. 22-18, the Lady Max. Hog Creek just not going away. Up top, Ella Mae Cooper working off a screen. Flip over to Claire Ruff. Ruff with the right elbow over to Kylie Jensen. Jensen working left-handed bounce, handoff to LMA Cooper. Cooper at the foul line, goes behind her back, full speed crossover, comes to a jump stop, kick out, clear rough for three, right wing, rattles in and out, offensive rebound. That's Aubrey Dorn. Dorn between two defenders, taken away from her. Jump ball possession will stay with McDonald. Campbell Sell, a battle in there. Or they say, oh, I'm sorry, possession going back to Fall Creek. Emily Cooper going to come back out there. Claire Ruff, Kylie Jensen out. Kendall Heffler, Emily Cooper, LMA Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, and Izzy Hartman, five on the floor for McDonald. Under 90 seconds to play in a four-point game in the first half. Hoyer up top. Pass caroms off a couple people's arms, but out to Doherty and Haynes. Back to Doherty in the left corner. Now Doherty just lowers the shoulder. Kind of plowing into Emily Cooper out there. Becca Sturz crossing over on a couple defenders. Again, an open pass to the basket. Sturz scores. Becca Sturz with four, and it's a two-point game. McDonald has seen 2 8-point leads this afternoon evaporate. And they execute offensively here. 22-20. Crowd getting on their feet. Whistle up top. I'm not sure if we had a timeout or a...
On the call on Anna Doherty.
Anna Doherty picked it up. And again, there's a lot of contact at the top of the key here. Callie Goulet comes in for Kendall Heffler with 45 seconds to play. McDonald has had some moments of fireworks offensively and then some droughts. And they're in the midst of a dry spell here. Aubrey Dorn inbounds in front of the bench. Of Fall Creek throws into the backcourt. Emily Cooper with 43 seconds left. 22-20 McDonald. Setting up for a phenomenal second half. High post feed Aubrey Dorn. Dorn looking for the dribble handoff. Wheels facing the basket over to LMA Cooper now. LMA attacking. Goes in hard. Flips one up to the cup and scores over the top of the leaping Hoyer. 24-20 McDonald with 22 seconds left. Kennedy Tom left wing up top. Hoyer near the logo at midcourt. Rebecca Sturz. Fall Creek appears to be holding for a final shot here. McDonald trying to force an errant pass. Aubrey Dorn almost knocked one loose. 10 seconds left. That's Hoyer. Hoyer loops it across to Becca Sturz. Sturz into the right corner. Haynes. Haynes all the way across the floor to Hoyer. Hoyer puts on the floor with 4 seconds left. Runs one up in the lane. Oh, glass and scores. And that'll take us to the break in a two-point game. McDonald holding on to a one-possession lead over Fall Creek. 24-22 in this sectional final. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Again, the final 18 minutes coming up. Who will go to state? We'll find out. 3.5, and we're back here on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's halftime here at Eau Claire North. Sectional final. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio on Max TV. Val Knobloch running the live stream. We'll hear the first half highlights, get the stats in a moment. But first, you know, catching our breath a little bit too in this first half, it would seem that the pace right now favors Fall Creek.
Yeah, I mean, 24-22. But, you know, both teams are playing really, really good defense, and I think that's keeping both teams in this game, so we'll see what happens here coming up in this second half. But hey, what more do you expect out of a sectional championship game, right? I mean, this is a couple of really good teams going at each other. They know each other, but man, I like the defensive aspect on both these teams.
Well, looking at the leading scorers on both sides, six players have scored for Fall Creek. Campbell Sell, the senior, has 8 points. She's been perfect from the free throw line. 4 apiece for Jasmine Hoyer and Becca Sturz, along with Anna Doherty, and 2 for Kennedy Tum. On the other side for McDonald, Emily Cooper with 10 points in the first half. 6 apiece for Aubrey Dorn and LMA Cooper, and 2 for Callie Goulet. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights in this sectional final.
And your community.
Aubrey Dorn, the good box out in the rebound. Dorn right side, LMA Cooper. LMA behind the arc. Puts it on the floor with the left hand, attacking the paint, kick out. Emily Cooper. Cooper for 3.
Oh, splash nice.
It. Emily Cooper, her first hit from downtown, and it's 7-4 McDonald. Free throw is being attempted. Second one is good as well for Emily Cooper. 89% foul shooter. It's 9-6, a full one possession lead for McDonald. A steal by LMA Cooper. Wide open pass to the basket.
Nice.
Between the wheels now, LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper, left wing. Looks to the post for a moment, glances there, not there. Jasmine Hoyer with a hand in her face. Emily Cooper, pull up, that's a deep two,
oh,
rattles it in.
See that senior captain on fire.
The home floor for Fall Creek. 13-8, Lady Max up by 5. Out to the 10-minute mark. Emily Cooper, loose for another 3.
Got it.
Now Sturz drives in hard, comes up short. The rebound and outlet. Dorn to LMA Cooper. Now LMA going right down the lane. We'll flip it out. Emily Cooper for 3. A deep one. Rattles it out. Offensive rebound. The backcourt. Kennedy Tum trying to avoid a count here. Tum, her pass knocked away, but right back to her. Knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. It's losing red court. Push back to Dorn. Dorn down the lane.
There we go. Good fight.
20-14, timeout on the floor. Now for Coach Don Cooper with 20-14 left. Or 20-14 our score, and 4 minutes left. LMA Cooper attacks right
there
to the hoop.
Go.
No one picked her up, and she slices and dices to the rim for 2. Phenomenal second half. High post feed, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn looking for the dribble handoff, wheels facing the basket, over to LMA Cooper now. LMA attacking, goes in hard, flips one up to the cup and scores over the top of the leaping Hoyer. That's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 2-point game at the break. We're back with the sectional final second half. But first, Mark Maloney's military shoutouts in 90 seconds here on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
18 minutes to determine who goes to state before the second half begins here on WOGO, our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to shout out Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. He's probably on the golf course down there. Joey Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Foley with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota. Kristen Levesser Davis is the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. They're over there. They both got drilled this weekend, so hopefully Kristen was going to try and tune us in. Carter Billen in Security Forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Austin Tollison in the Marine Corps Reserves out of the Great Lakes, Illinois. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Noah Christofferson, a 2021 grad from McDonnell, is at Fort Carson, Colorado in the Army. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad in the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Chi-High grad with the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And we're getting ready for this second half here, and I'm hoping we get to do this military shout-out at least one more time. So let's, again, a huge thank you to all of our military for all that they do. This is the opportunity I get to shout people out. And thank you for our military for everything they do for this great country.
We'd love to be able to add more to this list, and hopefully we'll be able to bring it back next week rather than next season.
Yes.
18 minutes again in regulation. Assuming we don't need extra time and 18 minutes of game action, one of these teams will have their season come to a close and the other will be moving on to the rest center in Green Bay. 24-22 McDonald's, the second half begins. Max with the basketball moving left to right. LMA and Emily Cooper, Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, Aubrey Dorn, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper, original starters. As Aubrey Dorn attacks against Campbell, Sell picks up her dribble, looking for help, drops it down to Emily Cooper, LMA Cooper, excuse me, her shot challenged at the rim, and went a little bit wide. Kennedy Tum, right wing. Original starters out there for coach Jason Martsky in Fall Creek as well.
Both teams playing man-to-man defense.
Martin up top. McDonald had some foul trouble in the first half. Again, a clean slate here in the second. Right side is Gracie Martin, the junior. Martin driving in, flips one up way too strong off the glass, and Aubrey Dorn snares the rebound. Handoff to point guard Emily Cooper. Emily up top, crossing over, flip back out to Aubrey Dorn. To LMA Cooper, LMA for three. Back rim, no long rebound. Izzy Hartman right back to LMA. LMA Cooper, 16-foot jumper. That one is good. Just had to get a couple steps closer.
Did it help?
LMA with 8 points, and it's a four-point lead for McDonald, 26-22. Tum putting the shoulder down across the tie of Mutton. High dribble over on the right side, Gracie Martin. Martin wheeling back to Tum. On the right side, looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Out to Campbell Sell. Campbell Sell, head fake and walk with the basketball. She led all Fall Creek scores with 8 points in the first half. Campbell Sell was looking for two more. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, 715-720-4000, 720-4000. Emily Cooper guarded closely up top to LMA. Big head fake. LMA Cooper feeling it for three. Rattles in and out. Aubrey Dorn offensive rebound goes up strong.
Got it.
Oh, a power move down low. Aubrey Dorn asserting herself. 8 points for Aubrey. 6 points the lead for McDonald, 28-22. Almost 2 minutes into the second half in a very full doghouse here in Eau Claire. Right side to Doherty. Doherty, good head fake driving in over the top of Dorn. Rattles in and out. Dorn snares the rebound.
I'll just take care of the ball here.
LMA Cooper left wing outside the arc. Kennedy Tum giving her a wide berth, knowing the shiftiness of the McDonald freshman. Back to LMA from Callie Goulet. Flips it over to Izzy Hartman. 15:46 to go, second half. 28-22 McDonald, up two possessions. Now Tum matched up against LMA Cooper on the right wing. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper lofts a three. Back rim, no. Rebound fought for by Dorn. She's trying to rip it away, and she does. Out to LMA Cooper. LMA in the lane. Runner off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. Dorn again. Going up strong. No. Against Campbell Sell. Gets the rebound back. Goes up strong.
Got it. And
one. And a foul. Aubrey Dorn. Oh, Aubrey, the will to win that time would not give up. She's in a double digit of points. What a battle between her and Campbell Sell. Two phenomenal seniors, Sell and Dorn. And that time, just the want to from Aubrey. 30-22 McDonald. Free throw for Dorn. Perfect. And this is now the largest lead of the afternoon. And Coach Marski wants a timeout. 15:21 to play. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Mavs basketball on WOGO.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Well, if you are on the hunt for your next vehicle, visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls or Kanawha. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. McDonald moving forward here in the second half as they have gone on a 7-0 run to begin the second frame.
Putting pressure on them.
Becca Sturr is out there again, the sophomore, very talented, and she made an impact in the first half. Coach Martin out of the timeout gets her back on the floor. 31-22 McDonald, high post feed Campbell Sell. Head fake working against Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey trying to play D without fouling, and she will. Pulls it down, then tied up. Or is that a foul?
That should go on.
Campbell Sell just picked up the foul. As again, Sell missed. Dorn walled up. Dorn had the rebound, and Sell trying to tie her up. Commits the infraction. Just the second whistle of the second half, but both have gone against Fall Creek.
Open it up here now, girls.
LMA Cooper with Sturrs waiting for her at midcourt. Freshman against sophomore. LMA Cooper. Up top, Aubrey Dorn calling for it. Again, working against Campbell Sell. Emily Cooper up top. Against Doherty, matched up. Going behind her back on the left wing. Emily to Izzy Hartman. She'll backtrack near midcourt. 14:37 to go in the game. 31-22 McDonald. Kennedy Tum staying right with Izzy. Hartman right wing. Picks up her dribble. Finds Aubrey Dorn. Tough catch in front of her own bench. Campbell Sell nose to nose with her. Flip out to LMA Cooper. LMA right wing, crosses over, and her defender hangs in the air too strong. Callie Goulet fights down the offensive rebound to Izzy Hartman. Hartman straddling the arc in the left corner. Up top to Aubrey Dorn. They'll reset the offense. Almost 4 minutes into this second half. LMA Cooper up top. LMA popping off her dribble against Sturrs. Goes between her legs, and we have a whistle and 3 seconds called on Callie Goulet.
Well, that's what we don't need.
It was a possession that just didn't look quite right for McDonald. Credit Fall Creek's defense with a lot of that disruption.
Yeah.
So a chance to get into a double-digit advantage for the first time tonight. McDonald not able to do so, and Fall Creek, we'll see what they have. They're trying to mount another comeback. They've been able to come within a bucket after trailing by eight twice in the first half. Now they're down 9, 31-22. Hoyer up top.
Illegal screen,
and Campbell Sell just picked up another foul, her third. And that call is pretty easy for the official.
Yes.
As Kylie Jensen and Siegenthaler come in, and LMA Cooper and Callie Goulet both can get a breather, and they both look like they could use a breather. Working so hard out there. Sophie Schmidgall comes in for Campbell Sell, who again is sitting with those three fouls, at least for a bit. Sectional final here at Eau Claire North. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO. Our producer, board operator Sam Aberle, back at the Wogo home base in Halley, Val Knobloch. We're in the Max TV live stream. And Siegenthaler up top against Hoyer, puts on the floor, a couple bounce with the left hand. Now trying to flip it up top. Emily Cooper, and she will. Doherty just face guarding Cooper. Izzy Hartman across the foul line. She'll attack between three defenders. Blocked on the way up, out of bounds. Last touch by the Crickets. So a clean block that time as Izzy penetrates down the left side of the lane. Addie Haynes, the junior, in, and she will spell Doherty. Junior in for junior with 13-17 left. Kylie Jensen holding, waiting, slides a nice bounce pass to Aubrey Jordan. Jordan up for an easy bunny from low on the left. I'm not sure how you lose a six-footer, but that's what happened.
It was a great screen set up there.
Well, then that's what happened. 33-22, McDonald has opened up the first double-digit lead for either team tonight. A whistle up top. Siegenthaler going to get called for a little nickel-dimer.
Yeah.
That's the team's first in the second half, so and they're able to play clean for the first 5 minutes and 1 second.
Might have been a little bit of a makeup call there.
Hartman out. LMA Cooper gets her rest and back in. That was just the first foul on Ann Siegenthaler. Into the backcourt, Kennedy Tom. Siegenthaler waits for her at the logo. Tom to Jasmine Hoyer, left wing. Hoyer back to Tom. Right side, Haynes. Haynes against Emily Cooper, loops it over to Becca Sturz. Left side, Kennedy Tom. 33-22, McDonald. Sturz between the wheels. Drops high post to Hoyer. Hoyer is doubled. Turning, wheeling, kicking to the right corner. Haynes has a good look at a three. That one comes up well. Short, Aubrey Dorn with the rebound and ahead of steam. McDonald has numbers if they want them. Dorn down the right side of the lane, goes right over the top of Sturz for two.
No stopping there on that one.
Aubrey Dorn. Left side, Sophie Schmidgall against Dorn. Pump fakes, out to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer down the lane, tough shot over the top of Dorn. No offensive rebound. Haynes, that one's too strong. Rebound batted out to Schmidgall, to Kennedy Tum. Quick trigger on a three, splash. Kennedy Tum. Again, offensive rebounds lead to open threes. 10-point lead for McDonald, 35-25. LMA Cooper drawing contact. Her shot blocked, and Fall Creek ends up with a loose ball. LMA looking to draw the foul. The officials wouldn't bail her out there. Addie Haynes, she's got an open look at a three. That one's good, and Fall Creek is 6-0. Left corner three, and it's 35-28. The Crickets back within seven. Does McDonald have an answer here? Just what you'd expect in a sectional final.
Yep.
Whistle and a hold up top. That's the fourth foul on the Crickets. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Learn more at freezefinancialgroup.com. That's freezefinancialgroup.com. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. LMA Cooper going to get another rest here. Claire Ruff back in, the freshman for the freshman. 11:37 to play. Kylie Jensen having some trouble getting it in. Finds Emily Cooper, and they call the 5 seconds
screen
there.
Again.
Oh, legal screen. I'm sorry.
Claire
Ruff. So that's the second foul on McDonald, and this double-digit lead down to single digits, 35-28 in Fall Creek. Now we'll face some three-quarter court pressure for McDonald. They'll try to trap Sturz at midcourt. She gets between them, but Claire Ruff gobbles up a loose ball to Siegenthaler. Just a little extra Giannis step for Ann Siegenthaler as McDonald created the turnover.
She needed to put that ball on the floor for one
dribble. Needed one dribble. Try to do it again here. 35-28. Lee Max up seven. A lot of time left in this one. Kennedy Tum hesitates, gets across the timeline left wing. Fall Creek has hit two threes in a row to pull back much closer. A pass fought out and a whistle and a foul on McDonald, and Aubrey Dorn will get called for the infraction. She was battling with Sophie Schmidgall. They call her for a push, and that's the third on Dorn. With 11:17 left, Siegenthaler out, Claire Ruff out, Kylie Jensen out, LMA Cooper, Izzy Hartman, and Callie Goulet back in there for McDonald. Coach Don Cooper, four stacked across the foul line for Fall Creek, trailing by just seven. Inbounds to Sturz, quick trigger on another three, that one in and out. Rebound Dorn, quick outlet, LMA Cooper. McDonald has a two-on-one. LMA races down the lane, left-handed layup is good.
Knows what to do with that basketball on a fast break.
Double-digit points for LMA Cooper, and McDonald has, for a moment, stemmed the tide of Fall Creek's run. Sturz, she's doubled in the left corner, having some trouble. Fights a pass down low. That's Haynes. Haynes can't get it to fall, and Aubrey Dorn snatches another rebound.
There's a foul.
Dorn is fouled by Haynes down low. Team's fifth foul, so only one left to give for Fall Creek. 10:46 left, 37-28 McDonald. They'll have possession. Five team fouls on Fall Creek, three on McDonald, with 10:40 and counting to go in this game.
Need to convert here. Take care of the basketball, run some good offense, get a basket.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Callie Goulet goes in
there
hard
go.
Over the top. The drop pass from Dorn to Goulet. And Callie, great position and a great finish. 39-28 back to a double-digit lead. Haynes in the right corner. Tum now, right wing. Back to Haynes. Haynes, quick trigger on a three. That one in and out. Dorn gobbles up another rebound with two hands. Aubrey Dorn across the timeline against Sophie Schmidgall. Crosses over on her, flips back to LMA Cooper up top. LMA attacking down the lane. Hangs in the air. No, gets her own offensive rebound. And back out. That one must have hit the rim.
Yeah, it did. Well, and you can still rebound your own shot. Doesn't have to hit the rim. As long as it's a shot attempt, you can get your own rebound.
There we go. There's the clarification from the official I was looking for. 39-28 McDonald, 9:39 to go. Lady Max with the basketball. Getting a chance to really open this one up.
Take care of the ball. Run some clock here. Just like they're doing.
Top of the key. And McDonald can be patient here. Flipped left side, Emily Cooper, a bomb for three.
She rained it in. Not that patient.
And a fist bump from Don Cooper as his granddaughter has made a 14-point advantage with 9:20 to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Our coverage this afternoon brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. The Lady Max have opened up the largest lead for either team here this afternoon. 42-28, they're up 14. Still an eternity left. 9 minutes, 20 seconds. Fall Creek with the basketball. Five team fouls on Fall Creek, three on McDonald. Just a huge three from Emily Cooper on that last possession. Kennedy Tum across the timeline to Becca Sturz.
See what kind of changes Coach Marchke did. He might put him into a man-to-man defense again.
Sturz high on the right, drops it high post, and a foul. Sophie Schmidgall will get a quick hand up from Callie Goulet, who did not mean to send her sprawling. Callie going through the body and accidentally knocks her former teammate to the ground. That's a fourth team foul on McDonald, so whistles evening up here. And now with 9:07 to play, Tum will inbound from underneath the hoop. Flip up top. Becca Sturz. Quick closeout by Dorn prevents the three. Now Haynes, a quick three right side. That one's an air ball. And LMA Cooper, with the rebound. LMA will slow things down. Now crosses over. Attacking and hard. Going off the glass with the kiss. A beautiful touch from the freshman. She has 12.
A little bit of an assist to Callie Goulet there, who had a nice screen.
Whistle and a foul on McDonald. I had my head down. I didn't see that, but I think Izzy Hartman collided with someone. That is the fifth, so only one foul left to give for both teams, and Haynes will shoot two. If you need a dumpster, Johnson Roll-Off Service has one to fit your project. Remodel, demolition, spring, or fall cleanup, Johnson Roll-Off can help. First free throw for Haynes is good. Johnson Roll-Off also offers dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more with Holloway and disposal. Serving West Central Wisconsin, JohnsonRolloffService.com. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. For Addie Haynes, that's her fourth point. Looking for five now. Free throw is good. Match pair of makes for Addie Haynes. She has five. She will check out. Anna Jordy back in. 44-30, the McDonald's 16-point lead back to 14. As Fall Creek now going to employ some full-court man-to-man pressure. Inbounds on a bounce to Emily Cooper. Crickets are going to back off a little bit here. Emily Cooper directing with that left hand. She goes across the logo at midcourt. 8:36 to play. Sectional final basketball here this afternoon. From the doghouse at Eau Claire North, LMA Cooper right wing. LMA shoots it up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman, dribble handoff to Callie Goulet against Jasmine Hoyer and back to Emily Cooper. Cooper goes between her legs, flip out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman down the right side of the lane, right block extended, now looking for a little help and shoots it out to LMA Cooper with 8:12 to go. LMA has her pocket picked by Sturz as she crossed over on her. Sturz, wide open down the lane, layup is good. A good challenge right at the end of that by Izzy Hartman, but Sturz great body control. Back to a 12-point lead, 44-32 for McDonald.
That's twice that Sturz has picked LMA's pocket.
High post feed. Aubrey Jordan. Again, McDonald just want to match bucket for bucket. An errant pass thrown away. Yeah. Aubrey Jordan had the right idea, but threw it too far in front of Callie Goulet, and Goulet lost it out of bounds. 7:45 to go. Now Dorn pressuring Tum in the backcourt. Tum safely across the timeline. Working a right-handed dribble as Dorn and Emily Cooper will collapse on her. Jordy right wing. 7.5 minutes left. 12-point game. McDonald with the lead here in the sectional final. Jump ball call.
You bet.
And possession will stay with Fall Creek. The arrow will change as Emily Cooper doing a good job tying up Fall Creek. Kendall Heffler will come in for Callie Goulet. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Inbounds coming up here from Tum. Tum drops it into Campbell. Sal Kendall Heffler almost picked her pocket. Now Tum jump on ball. The floor with Heffler. And another jump ball in possession will go back to McDonald.
Good defense there by Kendall Heffler. Knocking that ball loose.
Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Kylie Jensen back out there for McDonald. Both Coopers, Aubrey Dorn and Kendall Heffler, along with Kylie, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. They're rough about to check back in as well. Only one foul left to give for both teams. Whistles even at five apiece. Emily Cooper goes behind her back. She's 40 feet from the bucket. Flips it high post. Aubrey Dorn turning and facing the basket against Campbell Sell, who has three fouls. Sell trying to stay with her. Aubrey Dorn going down the right side of the lane. Dorn goes in hard, too hard, off the glass. Rebound batted out and a foul against McDonald. We'll see who they put that one on. I think Kylie Jensen.
Yep.
And that was the last foul to give for the Lady Mags. 44-32, 6:55 left to play. LMA Cooper out. Aubrey Dorn out to get a break. Callie Goulet and Claire Ruff back in with 6:55 remaining. 12-point game. If you're McDonald, your comfort level is a lot higher at a double-digit lead.
Yeah.
And if Fall Creek can get this one back to single digits, you'll hear it from the crowd if they do. 44-32. Under seven to go here in a sectional final in a packed doghouse at Eau Claire North. Becca Sturz up top. Callie Goulet playing the Aubrey Dorn role at the top of the 1-3-1. Swing left side. Kennedy Tum. Tum outside the arc. Tom holding, drops into the corner. That's Doherty. Fights it back out to Kennedy Tom with 6.5 minutes left. Doherty in the left corner. Long cross-court pass. Kelly Gooley got a piece of that into the arms of Hoyer. Hoyer kick out Tom. Tom has a good look at a three. That one rattles in and out. Rebound skied for, and Claire Ruff pulls it down.
Very nice. Now just, again, burn a little clock up here.
Emily Cooper up top. Almost two-thirds of the way through this sectional final second half. Aubrey Dorn's going to come back in after a very short break. Emily Cooper picked up her dribble, looking for help still, and a bump up top, a whistle, and a foul. No, maybe a timeout called first, as Coach Cooper saw that they were in a little trouble. Full timeout. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in a minute.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
We are 1 second away from being two-thirds of the way through this second half. A sectional final game living up to billing so far. Competitive matchup between two teams playing each other for the third time this season. McDonald and Fall Creek. Both teams won on their home floor neutral site this afternoon. 44-32, McDonald with the basketball and the lead. Aubrey Dorn up top. Both Coopers out there along with Claire Ruff and Callie Goulet. Claire Ruff in the left corner attacking in the paint. Claire comes to a jump stop. Throws to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn driving against Campbell Sell. Left block. Now Aubrey waiting, calling, looking for help, and shoots it out to LMA Cooper. 5:36 to go. As you mentioned, McDonald can afford to be really patient here offensively. LMA Cooper gets by her defender. Runner in the lane.
Got it.
And good. 14 for LMA Cooper. 46-32. 14 points is the lead for McDonald. Whistle and a foul down low. No, or is that just a clean block?
No, it was a foul.
That was the seventh for McDonald, but a shooting foul. Emily Cooper picked up her third. Well, it's time. Time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wurzgala.com. Tom hits the first free throw. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is also seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. So stop in to find out more. Their office in Eau Claire, or apply online at wurzgala.com. That's wurzgala.com. Kennedy Tum, first free throw was good for the junior. Her first attempt of the night. Second free throw rattles in and out. Paddle for the rebound, and Aubrey Dorn beats Campbell Sell to it. And off to Emily Cooper. Cooper's double in the backcourt. Looked like a foul. No. And to Claire Ruff. Ruff picked up her dribble, and she's bumped out of the basketball. And now Emily Cooper. I'm not sure what happened. There's a foul near midcourt. And they just called Emily Cooper for a foul, and I thought she was getting fouled. I am not sure.
Yeah.
I am really not sure.
Coach Cooper's giving them a little bit of an earful there that why we didn't get the foul down on the other end.
It seems to be a missed call, and then Emily Cooper just trying to take the loose ball, and I am just not sure what they saw. I truly don't know. 5:04 left, and Emily Cooper's going to have to sit at least for a bit with her fourth foul. 46-33. Gut check time for McDonald. Left side, Sturz. Sturz is bumped, lost it out of bounds. Kylie Jensen and Sturz collided, and that's probably a situation, I think, where Sturz created that contact.
Yep.
So good job that time swallowing the whistle.
Could have went the other way, too. Could have been an offensive foul.
Kennedy Tum to inbound. Tom waiting, holding, drops it into Campbell Sell. Up to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer into the lane. Tough shot with the right hand. No, but she'll get bailed out with a foul. 4:50 to go, and Fall Creek lining up to be able to shoot a lot of free throws to end this game and try and claw their way back into this one. 46-33, they trail, and Jasmine Hoyer at the line, and Fall Creek has been excellent from the foul line so far. Hoyer's first attempt, the sophomore, rattles it in. 46-34, Izzy Hartman in for Kylie Jensen. Again, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire, Lake Cali, and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Second free throw for Hoyer, and she notches a pair of makes there. 46-35. 4:48 to go in this sectional final. McDonald up 11. Their leading scorer, captain, on the bench with four fouls. Their other captain, Aubrey Dorn, still out there, though. Ella Mae Cooper gets behind her defender.
Runner with the right hand is good. And the freshman says, I'll pick you up, big sis.
And she has 16 points. And we have another whistle and a stoppage, and I'm not sure what this was.
It might be
48-35. Was it a bench warning?
Bench warning.
Yeah, I think there was a bench warning on Coach Cooper. Inbounds near midcourt to Sturz. Sturz across the timeline with 4.5 minutes to play. McDonald back up 13, 48-35. Hoyer swings it right side to Doherty. Doherty back to Kennedy Tum. Tum up top. Flip out to Hoyer. Hoyer launches a three, rattles in and out. Good box out by Claire Ruff in the rebound. Hands off to Ella Mae Cooper, fellow freshman. Ella Mae crossing over, nifty move against Stearns. Puts her on her back. 4:07 to go. Now going right by Stearns again. Ella Mae down the lane, hangs, can't get it to hit. Campbell Sell with the rebound.
Good drive there.
Right side, Kennedy Tum. Breaking them down off the bounce. Ella Mae Cooper, just everything but the shot there. They're rough against Kennedy Tum. Tum loops a pass up top, and Aubrey Dorn steals it right out of midair. Long push ahead to Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae going to slow things down for a moment with 3:40 to go. 48-35, the Lady Max. A whistle up top, and Sturz this time will be called.
And it took him a while to blow that whistle.
3:37 left. We'll make today a Culver's Day. Culver's of Lake Cali is proud to back the Lady Max. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day. Hot and delicious cheese curds and butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen beef. Culver's of Lake Halley. Aubrey Dorn inbounds in the backcourt. Ella Mae Cooper along with Claire Ruff, Izzy Hartman, and Kendall Heffler, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. No fouls left to give for Fall Creek. McDonald's committed nine themselves. Ella Mae Cooper out to Izzy Hartman. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Claire Ruff. Ruff puts on the floor with the right hand, drops down to Kendall Heffler. Heffler has her shot blocked out of bounds by Hoyer. And possession stays with McDonald with 3:18 left.
That's a good look there. Good pass to Kendall. She just needs to take that ball up a little stronger.
Three, now two stacked to the right elbow. Two scattering in front of Ella Mae Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn against Campbell. Sell outside the arc up top. 3:15 to play, and Sell reaches in. That is her fourth foul, and Aubrey Dorn will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Again, when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. That's Heese Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken, 715-720-4000. This is a 1-1 for Aubrey Dorn, the senior. Free throw rattles in. She got a lot of rim, but it went through. And Dorn with 10 in the second half and 16 on the afternoon. Aubrey Dorn, another free throw. Perfect, as you would expect. 50-35, McDonald up 15. Sturz, the sophomore, left side against Ella Mae Cooper. Out to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer loops it for Doherty. Doherty back to Kennedy Tum. Back to Hoyer, left wing. Hoyer puts on the floor with the right hand, stumbles. Out to Sturz. Sturz along the left baseline. Now left block extended. Fights a pass down low. Campbell Sell blocked from behind. Claire Ruff says no man.
Nice block. Good defense there.
Out of bounds to Fall Creek. Emily Cooper going to come back in, playing with those four fouls. Claire Ruff's going to get a big hand as she comes to the bench. 2:58 left. McDonald leading by 15 here in this sectional final. Kennedy Tum holding, waiting. Goes right side to Campbell Sell. Sell's shifty, the senior. Works it around to Sturz. Sturz to Kennedy Tum. She's got a good look at a three. Back bracket. No, Aubrey Dorn, another rebound. Easily a double-digit or rebound game for Aubrey Dorn. I'm trying to say a double-double for Dorn, but that was just a lot of The same consonant, I guess.
They put that on.
Foul in the backcourt.
They put that on. They put it on Campbell Sell.
So Campbell Sell will foul out, and again, a lot of tears in the Fall Creek faithful. Just a great fan section from the Crickets, as always, and a hug from Coach Jason Marchke. His senior just gave it everything she had. Campbell Sell, Lena Raffensperger, Idio Kaufman, the three seniors on the roster for Fall Creek. First free throw is good for one of our seniors, Aubrey Dorn.
She doesn't miss very many free throws.
Especially in critical junctures. 51-35, Aubrey can give McDonald their largest lead of the afternoon with a make here. And she will. Aubrey Dorn turning it on when it matters most. 52-35, the Lady Macs up 17. Sturz fights up a tough shot. No rebound to Ella Mae Cooper as Emily Cooper grabbed the rebound and saved it along the baseline. 2:35 to go. Ella Mae Cooper up top across the timeline. The rubber match between McDonald and Fall Creek, and it's a 17-point lead for the Lady Macs. Ella Mae Cooper lost it on the way to the hoop, but she is fouled with 2:24 remaining. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, this will be the final 1-1 for either team. That was the fourth foul on Sturz, and Ella Mae Cooper will go to the line for the first time this afternoon. Free throw is perfect for the 89% foul shooter. She has 17 points. Aubrey Dorn with a game-high 19 by our unofficial tally. Kendall Heffler back into the game. 2:24 left. Second free throw all net for Ella Mae Cooper. 54-35, McDonald up 19. Sophie Schmidgall launches a three left wing. Back bracket, no. Rebound to Hoyer. Grabs the offensive board. Kick it out to Haynes. Haynes passes up a three to Kennedy Tum, who also passes up a three. And Tum lost on the way to the hoop, but a bump and a foul on Kendall Heffler. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. This will be double bonus, by the way. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to Nestle.com. As Tom misses the first, go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. That's NestleJobs.com. 2:10 left, 54-35, McDonald, Kennedy Tum, the junior, rims out the second, missed a pair, rebound to Kendall Heffler. Jasmine Hoyer against her AAU teammate, Ella Mae Cooper, and Ella Mae gets by her at the logo at midcourt. Working some nifty dribbling very low toward the deck. Ella Mae Cooper just has that on a yo-yo. Beautiful pass down low, door
there
to Kendall
go.
Post-to-post passing, Heffler her first bucket, and McDonald leads 56-35. Addie Haynes, long three. That one rims in and out. Rebound, Kendall Heffler back to Sophie Schmidgall, and Sophie turning, goes up with a right hand, counted in a foul. That's Sophie's first basket, I do believe.
Yep.
McDonald has done a nice job against Sophie, who again was very strong the first two times these two teams met, had 8 points in the first game, 10 in the second. Katie Ruff going to come in, along with Maddie Geister, a pair of seniors. Kendall Heffler and Izzy Hartman out with 1:39 to go. McDonald faithful can smell it here.
Yes.
Free throw for the end one for Sophie, and she makes it. Well done, Sophie. 56-38, McDonald. Aubrey Dorn shoots a pass to Ella Mae Cooper safely across the timeline, and Ella Mae running away from Sophie Schmidgall. Kills some clock on the right side. 90 seconds left. 56-38, McDonald. Ella Mae Cooper against Kennedy Tum. Up top to older sister Ella Mae, and Coach Jason Marchke again. Classy coach, going to sub in five pretty soon here. Get his team recognized for their phenomenal season, winning a conference title in conjunction with McDonald, advancing to a sectional final. Ella Mae Cooper, tough shot with the right hand. Ella Mae Cooper taking contact, leaning in from the right side of the lane. 58-38, 1:02 left.
To get the subs
full timeout to get the subs in. We'll step out for 30 seconds. We'll just take a 30-second break and be back. 1:02 is all that separates the McDonald Lady Macs from Green Bay. We're back in half a minute.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Coach Cooper stopped also.
1-0-2, and Coach Cooper and Coach Martsky making sure everybody has a chance to get on the floor here in this sectional final. Maddie Geisler and Katie Ruff out there, but now joined by Tessa Rozowski, by Chloe Flanagan, and Lauren Misfeldt. Everybody's seeing the action here. 58-38, the Lady Macs, with under a minute now to go in this sectional final. Reserves for Fall Creek on the floor as well. Raffensperger, one of the seniors, up top to 30, Avery Barca. 48 seconds left. Fall Creek working around the perimeter. Long two. That one comes up quite a bit short for Caroline Grossinger. Another senior for Fall Creek. Maddie Geisler now at the point for McDonald with 40 seconds left in the student section. The studio is bouncing. Far corner of the floor. Chloe Flanagan up top. Hands off to Rozowski, now to Maddie Geisler. Maddie Geisler works it with a left-handed dribble and 24 seconds left to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan up top here at the floor of the doghouse at Eau Claire North. Rozowski up top, flips it over to Maddie Geisler with 16 seconds left. Geisler with 15, 58-38 McDonald. 20 seconds left. 1-10 now with 7 seconds left. Maddie Geisler will hold her on her right hip. He'll track it down to triple zeros and pack your bags. Chippewa Falls, the road to the rest runs through Chippewa. It's back to back to back to back for the Lady Macs. McDonald is headed to state.
Nice job there by the girls. They deserve this.
Your final score from Eau Claire North. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs 58, the Fall Creek Crickets 38. And we are going to enjoy every minute of this one and take that road to the Resch with McDonald as they take 2 out of 3 from Fall Creek this season, including the most critical matchup of the year. A 2-point game at half, but roaring to a 20-point victory. The sectional final trophy will be presented shortly. We'll keep it here for that. While we have a moment, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. See if we can get pictures as per usual. And just crazy to think, as per usual, 4 straight years for these Lady Macs going to state.
Yes.
It's become a tradition. A lot of hugs.
Well, and these girls, mid-court, like you mentioned before, these girls know each other from AAU. They know each other from, you know, just conference play and volleyball and basketball.
And they've played so much basketball together.
Yes. The girls are at center court there, getting ready for the presentation.
Again, congratulations to Coach Jason Martsky and Fall Creek. They have a lot coming back next year.
For the presentation of medals for the runner-up, Fall Creek Crickets
will get their sectional finalist medals. We're going to take a quick 30-second break while that happens and be back with the Lady Macs in half a minute on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, Mark Maloney, we got our wish. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs continuing at least for one more game, hopefully two, and that'll take place from the Resch Center in Green Bay as McDonald defeats Fall Creek 58-38. And the Lady Macs, our Lady Macs, are headed back to state. Division 5 defending champs moved up a division to D4. Same result, still going to state, but as I'm sure Coach Cooper will tell us, they'll enjoy this one thoroughly, but the mission not done. Two games left to win in this phenomenal 2023-24 campaign. Again, love the sportsmanship between these conference foes as McDonald again wholeheartedly clapping and cheering for their conference rivals in Fall Creek. Rivals, but friendly rivals, even as Coach Marcy told us before the game, just happy. He said that, hey, someone from the Clover Belt is going to be represented in Green Bay. Again, a lot of tears from this Fall Creek team, but I would not be surprised if they are back in this game next year, just hoping they're on the opposite side of the bracket from us again. Now your D4 sectional champions, your McDonald Lady Macs.
What a great group of girls down there. Great coaching staff.
And Siegenthaler.
Number one, junior Kendall.
Just a big smile on Athletic Director Alexis Lander's face as well as she gets to hand these girls their medals. And McDonald moving on. And you shake the athletic director's hand, you get your medal, you turn and pose for the picture and the video. A 20-point win for McDonald. Again, this was a 2-point game at half. Lady Macs surrendered 2 8-point advantages in the first half. As Fall Creek battled gamely, but in the second half, defense leading to offense for McDonald.
Lots of big smiles from the girls out there.
And shortly they'll be presented with the sectional final plaque. And you'll hear it from the crowd then. So much hard work. And honestly, I think this playoff run was galvanized thanks to Fall Creek.
Yes.
Thanks to that loss, I think we have seen another gear, another level hit by this McDonald Lady Macs team because of losing that game at Fall Creek.
And now the presentation.
Now the sectional final trophy. Alexis Lander hands it off. Coach Cooper holds it high above his head. The girls bouncing and dancing around Coach Cooper with all their hands reaching toward that plaque. What an incredible performance. And the Lady Macs going back to state. They'll head over to the student section.
Yep.
And the jerseys meeting the jersey out from the studie. And those blue and white jerseys from McDonald meeting in the right corner of this floor of the doghouse at Eau Claire North. What an incredible moment this is. It never, ever gets old. The Lady Macs, sectional champions, headed to state. We'll take a break and be back with Coach Cooper with stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Your McDonald Lady Macs, sectional champions, back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Macs, go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're cutting down the nets here at Eau Claire North. The regional final, you do that, and the sectional final, assuming they let you do that as well, too. And what a moment here is, again, we'll talk with Coach Cooper, but a lot of things. When you go to state, there's a lot of pictures to be taken. There's a lot of nets to be cut as well. And so Aubrey Dorn up there right now getting her piece of this net. And, again, another memory created for these McDonald Lady Macs, and enjoying this one along with them.
And that's they're getting some of them girls, Aubrey and Emily, and some of them girls have got that scissors technique, cutting nets down pretty
They've
good.
They've done it a lot. Again, four straight years of advancing to the state tournament in Green Bay, three in Division Five, and now the first year going to state in Division Four, and again, it's just a testament to not only this senior class, four straight years with a senior class, but the program that has been built and developed, the buy-in, when you look at how vital the youngsters were. The freshman class, McDonald, as we'll get into the stats later on, was led in scoring by a freshman tonight, Ella Mae Cooper.
Yes, you know, she's had a phenomenal year. She's going to have a phenomenal career. You know, again, we're going to lose some very, very talented seniors after next week when they come home with the state championship ball, but they got one more week of playing together as a team. What more could you ask for your senior year?
Getting to play down in Green Bay one more time together. Again, a flood of blue on the floor right now, and reminding you as well that this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They have free mobile auto glass service when it is cold, not today, but they have two heated bays and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. That's Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. As they continue to cut down the nets with hugs and smiles all around, we're going to take another two-minute break here on WOGO Sports.
Let me give a quick
shout-out. Yes, please do.
To Coach Bushland, who is listening to us in Waverly, Iowa.
I know where that is.
Said it came through fantastic. So thanks, Coach Bushland. Glad to see these girls made it all the way to Iowa.
Well, fantastic. And, again, best wishes there. And wherever you might be tuning in, we'll plan to have this broadcast live from the Resch Center on Thursday. Of course, seedings will be determined, but looking forward to that road trip along Highway 29. Always a great time. And should be a great opportunity again to showcase what McDonald basketball is all about. We'll find out the opponent. There are some quality teams coming from the other side of the state, but I think McDonald has proven again and again they are one of the top programs in the state of Wisconsin. Really, you might start to say at any level,
yeah,
in any division, as
yes,
they've continued to match up against Division II, Division I schools. And so, again, they are building something really, really special here.
Yes, and again, it's going to be a great trip, and Green Bay's always a fun place to go watch some basketball.
Well, we are looking forward to it. Back in 2 minutes as the Post-Glass post-game show continues. Again, stay with us. We've got highlights. We've got analysis. We've got our conversation with head coach Don Cooper all ahead. The Post-Glass post-game show, your McDonald Lady Macs sectional champions. They are headed to state.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Kadot Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
State bound, the McDonald Lady Macs defeat Fall Creek 58-38, the final, a 24-22 halftime score. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, our producer, board operator, Sam Aberle, back at the Wogo home base in Halley. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper shortly here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. While we have a moment here, again, as the net's being cut down, we'll talk with Coach Cooper after he has the time with the team and families. But you gave a shout-out last night that I want to make sure we replicate here during the girls' game, and that is to the man sitting 8 feet to our right. And Val Knobloch, we are so grateful for the opportunity at Wogo Sports to be able to partner with you sometimes just on Max TV games, sometimes with this combo of radio and live video stream. But Val giving so much of his time, putting a lot of miles on his vehicle as well. And again, just it's a treat that not a lot of schools have a live broadcast of this level of excellence with a live video stream for Max TV. So I just want to give a hearty salute to Val Knobloch, and very, very grateful for that partnership and for all we're able to enjoy as McDonald fans.
Yes, I mean, that ability and that, I mean, I've seen people, you know, what do? They cast it onto their TV. I mean, you can watch it on a 72-inch TV screen, you know, and it's like ESPN, and, you know, they got nothing on us with Val running his camera and you and I up here with you basically doing what you guys do. So hats off to Val and everything that he does there. So great job there. Now I see, you know, some Fall Creek girls here, Kennedy Tum down there with her dad, Coach Tum. So, and again, you know, like you mentioned, Caleb, Fall Creek has Kennedy Tum coming back. They have Anna Doherty coming back. They got, who else is coming back? Addie Haynes is coming back.
They got Jasmine Hoyer and
Sophie Smigdahl.
Sophie will be a senior. Jasmine Hoyer, Becca Sturz will be sophomore. I mean, this is a formidable program being built at Fall Creek, and they've always been strong.
Yes.
Again, just great community support, great program. But again, you look at Fall Creek and in the Western Clover Belt, in Division Four, I would expect them to be back in this game next year. And for McDonald fans, we're hoping that we've got a shot at being in that game as well too. And considering
yes.
the youth on our side,
yes.
Again, man, they're going to be. We're going to earmark that to try to make sure we can cover at least one, if not both, of the McDonald Fall Creek regular season games next season.
Yes, there'll be some fantastic games there. So, and again, I mean, these two schools just know each other so well. You know, Coach DJ Cooper coaches a lot of them girls on AAU. So, there's some tears and then there's some smiles, so that comes along with it, knowing what a great year they had.
Just finding out as well, again, looking for the other four members of state, Cuba City punches their ticket to state. They defeat Neillsville 67-52. So McDonald and Cuba City, Neillsville, unfortunately, out of the eastern side of the Clover Belt, does fall short. The Prairie School is playing Winnebago Lutheran. No score yet reported in that one. And then Laconia, again, I believe two-time defending state champs, playing Sheboygan Lutheran over at Oshkosh. So, again, Cuba City will be there. McDonald will be there, and we'll find out who the other two are. And you hear that name, Cuba City.
Yes.
And, man, what was built over there? Coach Jerry Pettigrew and others, again, that's another great program and tradition of excellence. And so for McDonald to be, again, mentioned in the same breath with some of these phenomenal programs in the state of Wisconsin, again, tip of the cap to Coach Cooper and what he has continued to build here.
Yeah, you know, and they're still working on that net down there. They're just about got it done. I think Coach Cooper's going to be up there getting everything shortly, so. It's a good crowd, a good sea of blue down there. Good sea of green over on this side, green and white over here, the Fall Creek girls. Fantastic season to get where they got to be in this game today.
Well, we'll take another break here and likely be back with Coach Cooper. Otherwise, we'll run through your stats and your highlights, getting a few things out on social media as well, too. So we'll be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports as the Post Glass postgame show continues, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Post Glass and Mirror for commercial, home, and auto glass. That's postglassandmirror.com. And again, great time to thank not only Dan and Derek and the crew at Post Glass and Mirror, but all of the sponsors that you hear throughout these games. Coach Cooper always so gracious about remembering to thank them too. We can't do what we do at WOGO without sponsors making it possible. And so very, very grateful for their incredible support all throughout the regular season. We need that. And also through the playoffs here. Well, we'll step out and now take that 3 minute break and then be back after this as the Post Glass Post Game Show continues. An exultant McDonald crowd as Coach Cooper now cutting his share of the net. We'll see if we can get a picture of that. Coach Cooper,
yeah.
The big hand from the crowd as he and the girls are going to Green Bay. Back in three on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Time to get you some stats here. Sectional final champs, your McDonald. Lady Max moving on to Green Bay and the Resch Center next Thursday. A little different than normal. They won't play Friday and possibly Saturday. It'll be Thursday and possibly Saturday, hopefully Saturday, as they move up to the Division IV WIAA State Tournament. The final here, McDonald 58, Fall Creek 38. The Lady Max win the rubber match after falling about a month ago. On the road at Fall Creek, they won the first game by 20 and lost by 4, won this one by 20. And it was a game, Mark Maloney, before we get into the stats here, a game that seemed like the Lady Max were in control for a while in the first half. And again, Fall Creek forced their way back into this one. A lot of credit to them. But it felt like McDonald had chances to really blow it open in the first half. And in the second half, they took advantage of those chances.
Yeah, I mean, a two-point lead at halftime, I believe. And, you know, the girls came out in the second half and did. They opened up rather quickly. Fall Creek battled back again. You know, but I think once we got that double-digit lead, then Fall Creek kind of took a little bit out of them guys to try to catch back up, and then McDonald just kept on adding and adding and adding. So, you know, at one point there where we got the 15-point lead that, you know, Fall Creek just almost threw in the towel, but again, they fought back really, really tough, and credit to those guys. They played a fantastic game, but the McDonald girls just too much to handle out there. They're just that good. They're very good with the ball on offense, and their defense is just stifling.
And I think what's interesting is you would look at the scorers, and McDonald had five players score, seven for Fall Creek, and you'd say, oh, McDonald played a really tight bench here today. But not necessarily the case. They, again, have subbed freely throughout the year, and even though the scoring was more concentrated to just five players today, Coach Cooper can feel confident in the biggest game of the year going to his bench and saying, I know they're going to buy in, lock in, play yes. The defense that I need them to play, and I can feel confident subbing out Emily Cooper with foul trouble, Aubrey Dorn with foul trouble. I can do what I need to do to get those players, my captain, some of my superstars, so to speak, get them the rest that they need and know the level of play really isn't going to drop with anyone I bring in off the bench.
Exactly. I mean, we've made that comment all year. They go 10 deep easily. But, you know, there's 6, 7, 8 coming off the bench with Kendall Heffler, Kylie Jensen, those girls coming in.
I mean, and Claire Ruff and Siegenthaler as freshmen.
Yes.
I mean, the trifecta of freshmen that have, along with LMA Cooper, that have gotten significant playing time this year. I mean, that is a lot to be excited about.
Yes, and they just do a fantastic job out there. So
the way Callie Goulet's bouncing down there along with the sectional final plaque, she seems just fine.
Yes, so that will make anybody jump up and down, probably, especially her being a senior. So congratulations.
How about these seniors again, teammates, but just such great friends, it would sure seem, again, and they've played so much basketball together. I mean, all those
all those times in your practice jersey, sweating it out in Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium at McDonald. All the road trips together, and you get to take one more big road trip here next week.
Yes. Again, you know, luckily this winter that we've had, Caleb, our travels have been relatively easy. So, and looking at the forecast, I think we're going to be okay come Thursday and this weekend.
Looking all right. Well, let's look through the scores now. No one in double digits for Fall Creek tonight. Again, as McDonald wins 58-38 this afternoon, I should say, here at Eau Claire North. 8 points for Campbell Sell, but she scored all of those. The senior, again, a salute to her, scored all 8 of those in the first half, was held scoreless in the second half, battled some foul trouble. So a great job defensively on Campbell Sell in the second half for McDonald. 6 points for Becca Sturz, the talented sophomore. Jasmine Hoyer, another talented sophomore, with 6 points. Also 6 for Kennedy Tum, the junior. Then 5 points for Becca, 5 points for Addie Haynes, rather, and 4 for Anna Doherty, 3 for Sophie Schmidgall, the junior, to round out the scoring for Coach Jason Martsky and Fall Creek. On the other side for McDonald, it was back and forth between Ella Mae Cooper and Aubrey Jordan in the second half as far as who would get the game high in points. Both had 6 points at the break. LMA ends up nipping Aubrey by 1 point. 20 points for LMA Cooper, 14 in the second half. You think she likes being held scoreless in that game at Fall Creek a month ago? No. I don't think so. 20 for LMA Cooper, 19 for Aubrey Dorn. Again, 13 in the second half for Aubrey. So 20 and 19, the two leading scorers for McDonald. 3 just incredible triples for Emily Cooper as she finished with 13 points. She had 10, game-high 10 in the first half when McDonald really needed that spark to begin. Also, 4 points tonight for Callie Goulet and 2 for Kendall Heffler. Give us just 3 minutes here, and we'll be back with Coach Cooper, but also we will get those highlights queued up for you because there's a few that we want to make sure you get a chance to listen to as well. We'll step out and be back in 3. The Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in 3 minutes from Eau Claire North, site of this sectional final as McDonald's sectional champs going back to state. Back in 3.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first, new 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
We finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Now, no worries. We've got highlights, and we've got head coach Don Cooper. And, Coach, I know thoroughly enjoying this moment, you and these girls. We were talking about this senior class, just how many games and practices and road trips they've had together, and you get to take one more to the rec center. Congratulations, state-bound once again.
Well, thank you, Caleb, and thank you for the wonderful coverage you guys have done for us all year long. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all the sponsors that help you put this on live. So everything out to you guys and the great job that you do.
This game tonight, Coach, or this afternoon, rather, it looked like in the first half, again, chances to pull out to a double-digit lead, could never quite get it, could never quite get an arm's-length separation, and Fall Creek, credit to them, they'd battle back. Two-point game at the half. What was the message to your team at the break saying, hey, we know what we're capable of, but maybe not quite finding that gear yet?
Well, again, we told them at halftime, we challenged them because, again, they were pushing us around. They were more physical than us, so we challenged them. Who wants it more? It's going to come down to who wants it more. And the second half, they said, we want it more, and they were all fired up, and then they came out second half, and it was a lot different.
We absolutely saw that tonight, Coach. And we were mentioning as well, too, five players scored for you tonight, maybe a little less than normal. And you might think, oh, did he not go to the bench as much? And yet what you did tonight is even though you had more players concentrated, clumped together for the scoring, you still were able to sub freely because you could know, hey, this is a defensive game, a defensive battle, and every girl I send out there is going to give me what I need defensively. And again, just a phenomenal effort from every single girl on the floor tonight.
I totally agree with you, and I think that, again, it begins with our senior leadership. They've taught these freshmen, whoever goes in, it's a buy-in. So, again, just do your role very well, and every girl coming off did extremely well tonight.
Coach, what impressed you the most about where this team has come from? Because, again, defending state champs, it would be easy to rest on your laurels a little bit this season. But instead, it just seems like this group has come together. We talk about the seniors and the freshmen, but they've played so much basketball together, and yet we've seen them get better from mid-November to here in early March. What has kind of impressed you the most about this year's Latex?
Well, it was the Fall Creek loss. The Fall Creek loss woke us up because you can't just cakewalk to a sectional championship or regional championship or get to state. Again, they woke us up because, again, made us work harder. Our focus level was a lot better. Games were that we won game at a time, and the girls just stepped up terrifically all season long.
And, Coach, again, that's something I think I was thinking about but hadn't brought on the year. The Hudson loss, two losses this season. The Hudson loss, you could kind of tell that it bugged the girls. It bothered them. But it didn't seem to really
rattle them.
Yeah. But the Fall Creek loss, there was some the way LMA came out against Regis and scored a career high after that. Though you don't want to lose games, it seemed like that was the best thing that could happen to this team. And a thank you to Coach Martsky and his girls for helping the team learn that lesson that they needed to be able to punch their ticket back to state.
Well, and again, Coach Martsky had a great game plan. He came out with a great game plan today. We hadn't practiced against a 2-3. So he just is a great coach, did a great job. And again, it's just battling through the adversity that we had to face on the court. And we did it, and the girl, I'm so proud of every last girl that was a part of it.
Well, Coach, it gives me great pleasure to say we'll see you in Green Bay.
I love it. I love your coverage. Thank you guys for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper. We'll now finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Before we get final thoughts from Mark Maloney, let's listen to those second half highlights. I've just really been kind of excited for this. So we'll go back through these highlights from the second half and call it an afternoon before getting back to the WOGO home base in Halley and getting together coverage details for next week's game at state. Hopefully games, plural. But first, your second half highlights here in the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The second half of this sectional final sounded like this on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It will sound like this if Caleb plugs in the right chord. Bear with me one moment.
Cooper. Emily up top, crossing over. Flip back out to Aubrey Dorn. To Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae for three. Back rim, no long rebound. Izzy Hartman right back to Ella Mae. Ella Mae Cooper, 16-foot jumper. There that one is good. Just had to get a couple steps closer.
Did it help?
Ella Mae with 8 points. And it's 1,720-4,000. Emily Cooper guarded closely up top to Ella Mae. Big head fake. Ella Mae Cooper feeling it for three. Rattles in and out. Aubrey Dorn, offensive rebound, goes up strong.
Got it.
Oh, a power move down low. Aubrey Dorn asserting herself. 8 points for Aubrey. 6 points the lead for McDonald, 28-22. Ella Mae in the lane. Runner off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. Dorn again. Going up strong. No. Against Campbell Sell. Gets the rebound back. Goes up strong.
Got it. And one.
And a foul. Aubrey Dorn. Doherty. Junior in for junior with 13-17 left. Kylie Jensen holding, waiting, slides a nice bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn up for an easy bunny from low on the left. I'm not sure how you lose a six-footer, but that's what happened.
It was a great screen set up there.
There's doubled, turning, wheeling, kicking to the right corner. Haynes has a good look at a three. That one comes up well. Short, Aubrey Dorn with the rebound and ahead of steam. McDonald has numbers if they want them. Dorn down the right side of the lane, goes right over the top of Sturz for two.
No stopping her on that one.
Aubrey Dorn. Fall Creek trailing by just seven. Inbounds to Sturz. Quick trigger on another three. That one in and out. Rebound Dorn. Quick outlet. Ella Mae Cooper. McDonald has a two on one. Ella Mae races down the lane. Left hand layup is good.
She knows what to do with that basketball on a fast break.
Double
defense. Get a basket.
WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Callie Goulet goes in
there
hard over the top. The drop pass from Dorn to Goulet. And Callie, great position and a great finish. 39-28 back to a double-digit lead.
Block here.
Dorn
just like
top,
they're doing.
Top of the key. And McDonald can be patient here. Flipped left side. Emily Cooper, a bomb for three.
Not,
oh, she rained it in.
Not that patient.
And a fist bump from Don Cooper as his granddaughter has made a 14-point advantage with 9:20 to go. Timeout on the floor.
And when everyone does their part, success comes easy.
Dorn prevents the three. Now Haynes, a quick three right side. That one's an air ball. And Emily Cooper, Ella Mae Cooper, excuse me, with the rebound. Ella Mae will slow things down. Now crosses over, attacking and hard. Going off
there.
The glass with the kiss. A beautiful touch from the freshman. She has 12.
A little bit of an assist to Callie Goulet there, who had a nice screen.
That's Campbell Sell. Left block. Now Aubrey waiting, calling, looking for help, and shoots it out to Ella Mae Cooper. 5:36 to go. As you mentioned, McDonald can afford to be really patient here offensively. Ella Mae Cooper gets by her defender, runner in the lane.
Back got
it! And good! 14 for Ella Mae Cooper. 11. Their leading scorer, captain, on the bench with four fouls. Their other captain, Aubrey Dorn, still out there, though. Ella Mae Cooper gets behind her defender.
Got
runner
it.
With the right hand is good. And the freshman says, I'll pick you up, big sis. And she has 16 points. Desmond Hoyer. Hoyer loops it for Doherty. Doherty back to Kennedy Tum. Back to Hoyer left wing. Hoyer puts on the floor with the right hand. Stumbles out to Sturz. Sturz along the left baseline. Now left block extended. Fights a pass down low. Campbell Sell blocked from behind. Claire Ruff says no man.
Nice block.
AU teammate Ella Mae Cooper. And Ella Mae gets by her at the logo at midcourt. Working some nifty dribbling very low toward the deck. Ella Mae Cooper just has that on a yo-yo. Beautiful pass down low. Doherty.
There we go.
Post-to-post passing. Heffler, her first bucket. And McDonald leads 56-35. Addie Haynes. Coach going to sub in five pretty soon here. Get his team recognized for their phenomenal season. Winning a conference title in conjunction with McDonald. Advancing to a sectional final. Ella Mae Cooper. Tough shot with the right hand. How did that one go in? Ella Mae Cooper taking contact. Leaning in from the right side of the lane. 58-38. 102 left. Down to 10 now with 7 seconds left. Maddie Geister will hold her on her right hip. He'll track it down to triple zeros and pack your bags. Chippewa Falls. The road to the rest runs through Chippewa. It's back to back to back to back for the Lady Macs. McDonald is headed to state.
Nice job there by the girls. They deserve this.
Your second half highlights as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, but not finished up for the season. We're looking forward to one and hopefully two more down at the Resch Center in Green Bay. It's been a lot of fun, and the journey continues.
Yes, I mean, it's great that these girls, again, especially these senior girls, get a chance to have another week of basketball. And, again, what a learning experience for the younger girls. So congratulations to Coach Cooper and the whole McDonald girls team.
Opponents TBD, but we are looking forward to joining you live from the Resch Center on Thursday morning, I do believe, for the WIA Division IV State Tournament, and hopefully again on Saturday morning as well. Thank you so much to Sam Aberle, our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, to Val Knobloch, the intrepid operator of Max TV. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from the doghouse at Eau Claire North High School, site of this WIA Division IV Tournament sectional final. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 58, the Fall Creek Crickets 38. The Lady Macs are headed back to state. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon, everybody.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.